Track 2. The ride begins. In front of the windows is a compact darkness. You may be riding this line for the first time. Have you made eye contact with someone sitting near you? Hopefully, you've found a seat where you can get a good look outside. Behind the window, houses, stores, and people are passing by. Depending on the speed of traffic, you may see the court building on the left in direction of travel. The labor district and social courts are holding the hearings there. And if you now look out the window to the right, you will see the Gelsenkirchen Science Park, a long white building. It has a strikingly large glass facade, but you can't see it very well from the tram. According to the website, it is a meeting place for people with good ideas. The court and also the science park are placed here as symbols of change, of transformation. Both still look quite modern. This is where the Ueckendorf district begins. We spoke with media scholar and gender researcher Jasmin Degling. She grew up in Gelsenkirchen-Buer and later moved to Ueckendorf, quite deliberately. Jasmin takes a look for us at the current Ueckendorf and its developments. She talks about the entanglements with the structural change.
This is the tram line that crosses the entire city of Gelsenkirchen, from north to south, and continues to Bochum. It is a burning political issue in Gelsenkirchen how the north of the city is divided from the south. I grew up on the north side, and the inhabitants of the north think of themselves as superior, which is nonsense. Ueckendorf has a reputation for being a complicated district because it is strongly influenced by various migration movements and the immigration society we live in. To put it simply, Ueckendorf is influenced by the post-migrant reality. And then there are certain political developments that try to enforce the so-called structural change here. Co-working spaces are an example of projects that attempt to break down some evolved structures built by the local residents. Urban planning is dreaming about those developments, and that's why some unexpected decisions are being made. In Gelsenkirchen appears suddenly a subsidized kiosk or a subsidized autonomous center. They are built because the politicians hope that they will bring in young people and students in order to push gentrification. And it is true. Ueckendorf has undergone a change of the cityscape. But there is basically no gentrification in the Ruhr region. There is no gentrification in Gelsenkirchen, but there is, of course, urban development. It is important for me to say that there is no gentrification, because gentrification has something to do with financial market capitalism. The change of the cityscape here has nothing to do with it. The cityscape is changing because social democrats have the dream that one day Ueckendorf would become like Berlin. They basically wish for gentrification. These are the fantasies on which they try to base urban development. The problem with this type of urban development is its detachment from the residents and concrete social life. We lack a political and social public. And this is not only the case in Gelsenkirchen. We do not have a situation of grassroots organization in the city. But that is exactly what one should fight for. We should fight for the people who actually live in the city and its neighborhoods. People should decide for themselves what their needs are. Is there really a need for co-working spaces and startups in Gelsenkirchen? If that is the case, then that is good. But I'm not sure if that is in the interests of those who live there. Or if it is a dream, which a certain form of social democracy that is totally neoliberalized dreams of.
We will be arriving at Ückendorfer Platz shortly. Please select the next track with the number 3 when the tram arrives.